listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage.
Walt Dipchula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Texter 419 writes, the Immaculate Bouncation. That's exactly what it was. By the way, I tweeted a video of it. It's at the, it starts around the 47, 48 second mark. Enlarge it. See if you can see the shot from the UCLA side of the field there after that ball bounces to see the rotation on that ball. I mean, just the whole thing just sort of hard to believe. You know, I mean, college football is insane. The NFL is insane. You know, the Detroit Lions have won two football games. You know who they've beaten? Brady and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, how do you explain that? You know, it's just some of the things we've seen in college football this year from a week-to-week basis, even in trying to evaluate who these teams are or what they are. You know, let me give you a good example. Listen to this, Ramona. We did pretty well in our spread picks this week, and we gave you some upsets. I predicted on this show on Friday that San Diego State, as a 14.5-point underdog, would upset Boise State, and they did. I predicted that Florida State had a great chance to beat Miami, and they nearly did. And I also predicted that Utah would beat Stanford and beat them easily, and that happened. So we had a pretty decent day on the spread picks, getting things back the right way finally. But a game we missed out west, a late game, this is the insanity of college football. I gave out San Jose State plus 2.5 playing at home against Colorado State, right? San Jose State's quarterback is Love, and he's pretty good, and I expected San Jose State to win that game. Not just to cover, but to win that game. You know what the score after the first quarter is, Ramona?
What's that?
14-0 Colorado State. So after a quarter, I'm thinking, well, already I'm in trouble. You know yeah. what the score at halftime is?
What?
28-0 Colorado State.
No!
First quarter, 14-0. No! First quarter, 14-0 Colorado State. Second quarter, 14-0 Colorado State. Now it's at 28-0 Colorado State.
Oh, no.
And so that's completely over, right?
Yeah. I would think so.
And then the third quarter happens. And in the third quarter, I swear, I'm not making this up. In the third quarter, San Jose State outscores Colorado State 30-0.
Not only You're kidding.
Wait. Not only do they outscore them 30-0, but the 29th and 30th points come when they create a safety. And so they have the ball back and they are driving again. They're in Colorado State territory. They've outscored Colorado State 30-0 in the third quarter, and they're driving to make it 37-0.
Wow.
And then in the fourth quarter, their quarterback Love gets injured at some point. I'm still not exactly clear when he got in, where he got in, when and where he got injured, but he got injured in the fourth quarter. But you know what the fourth quarter was?
What?
Went right back to the 14-0 Colorado State thing.
Oh, no.
And I wound up losing anyway. Yeah, I wound up losing anyway. But
so they got up to 37? Or 30? 30.
Well,
okay,
well,
so they got up to 28-30
no,
in the
they
third
got
quarter?
30 in the third quarter. Yeah, they didn't get to the 37 in the third quarter.
Oh, so it was 30-28 in the
after
third quarter.
Three.
And then in the fourth quarter, the other team scored 14 points.
Yeah, so the first quarter, the second quarter, and the fourth quarter were all 14-0 quarters in favor of Colorado State. And the third quarter was 30-0 in favor of San Jose State. Now, explain that.
That is pretty crazy.
It's insanity. It's just
nerve-wracking. Then you bite your fingernails for that.
Well, you would if you had money on it. Clemson Dad.
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Hey, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, no problem. I heard you earlier talking about Dabo getting some criticism for running up the score. Dude, he played everyone except the water boy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he played it. He played like 100 players.
Again, as a number of people pointed out, even Dave Clawson, the coach of Wake Forest, said that Clemson did not run up the score in any way, shape, or form.
No, absolutely not. I thought it just he got everybody on the field and everybody got a shot and they performed. It's like that last run with the four-string running back.
You know. Let me say something else.
I thought Renfro was the quarterback. Hunter got out there and blocked. Yeah. Everybody's just playing football, Walt.
Yeah, let me say something else. You know what? First of all, Clemson played everybody. They handed the ball off. They just ran the ball. All right, so
yeah,
that's ridiculous. But you know what? Here's another thing. I don't really believe in the notion that you can run up the score at the collegiate level. Running up the score happens, you know, at peewee level. You know, you don't want to beat somebody 70 to nothing. It maybe even happens in high school. But at the collegiate level, you know, for the most part, especially if it's Power 5 versus Power 5, you know, I'm more of the Spurrier belief. Look, it's not my job's to score. Your job is to stop me. If you can't stop me, it's on you, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I mean, it's not church league basketball.
Well, right.
I mean, it's like the Division V football. But I texted you earlier. I don't know if you saw it. You know, I'm a South Carolina fan at heart whose daughter chose to go to Clemson. That's why I'm Clemson dad. But the game, I was hoping to see DeCarrion Joyner play this past weekend, but he still hadn't seen the field very much. I just think this kid's very talented, Walt. I don't know why he didn't get out there.
Well, again, there's a difference between talented and being ready. And I don't know. I mean, he has.
Well, after the first half, it was kind of doom and gloom a little bit until the rain started, like you said. Yeah. But, I was just hoping we'd get to see him. The guy put up some obviously impressive numbers in high school, you know.
Well, look, I think Scarnecchia played as well as you can expect a backup quarterback to play, particularly in those conditions, and he helped you win the game. So, you know, I don't know that you can ask for any more than that. And South Carolina won a game in which their starting quarterback wasn't playing, and I thought it had to overcome a lot of things. Watching the first half.
It wasn't pretty.
No, watching the first half, I thought you had no chance. I thought it was
a
blowout.
I was screaming for Joyner to come in.
Yep. But it worked out.
Yeah, but anyway. And the UFC, McGregor's already screaming for a rematch, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's
a joke.
I'm
like you. I think this stuff is like wrestling. I used to watch it when it was like 39 or 49 for a pay-per-view. I don't know what it is now. It's probably close to $100. I haven't bought one in forever, but it's just I've seen the replays and the videos of what happened Saturday night. Totally, complete chaos.
Yeah. No, it was, and it's unfortunate. And, again, look, this is on Dana White. He can say whatever he wants. He can blame whomever else he wants, but this is on him. It's his sport. It's his league. He's the overseer of it. Right. Stop acting like it's being done to you. It's just bull crap. You know, own up to something. You know, you listen, he let all that bus crap with McGregor happen and fundamentally did nothing about that. And then he wonders why, you know, or acts like he wonders why this kind of thing happens. So it happens because of you.
I agree. Can't disagree.
And I think the sad part is, look, you'd be hard pressed to convince me it's not on purpose.
I don't disagree. Like I said, I used to love to watch the pay per views, but I refuse to pay for it now. It's just I'm not going to do it. It's too much like WWE.
Yep. Thank you, Clemson Dad. Appreciate the call.
Hey, one question I'll take off the air. Is it me or do the Texans need to get Watson an offensive line? I'll take that off
there. Thank you, Clemson. Texas says you can't script real bloody faces. Well, actually, you can. Phony wrestling's done it for years. So, actually, you can.
Isn't that called a squib?
Yeah, it's actually yes, that's not true. Listen, Deshaun has struggled some this year, I think, with particular elements, but he seems to have found his rhythm again, and this despite an offensive line that is hideous. I mean, that offensive line, he's taken a ton of hits, and that's the concern. Can he stay healthy behind an offensive line that's just doing a miserable job protecting him? I thought he made better and quicker decisions in this game than he did in the previous one, that offensive line in Houston is a train wreck. There's no question about that. JJ and Anderson. JJ, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Well, welcome back, JJ.
I know I've been on hiatus for a little bit. I want to talk about my Falcons, Walt. And I tell you, we can't score enough that our defense keeps giving up points. So the big thing in Atlanta right now is trading for defense. And I don't see a lot of people out there that's, you know, big-time players that are going to be on the market on some of these teams that are not, you know, where they should be also. Who do you think Atlanta could get that's out there and and help them out? Because, I mean,
Khalil Mack. Like Khalil Mack, you had your chance at Khalil Mack. Now you're just going to have to grin and bear it because it's over. I mean, no offense, JJ. You can't start the season 1-4 and be part of the playoff. I mean, it's over. I mean, the Falcons are headed for another of those sort of inexplicable, miserable years. And again, a big part of it is injury. When the balance of power is so close, when the top is so close to the bottom, and only a credit card's worth a difference amongst these teams in the middle, if you suffer injuries, this is what happens, you know. And you know, early on in some of these losses, the Falcons lost close games, but now what you might have seen this weekend is where it's really headed, given the injuries and the continuation of play. So it's not good, JJ, and I don't think it's going to get any better right now. I mean, right now, in all honesty, I haven't looked at the rest of your schedule, but you'll be lucky to win 5 or 6 games more. I mean, you've gone from, in my mind, what would have been 11 or 12 win team to a team that, you know, it might be a 6-10 team.
I agree with you. I mean, the injuries are, you know, there. I mean, that's what you're supposed to have backups for, but the backups are injured. And then next thing you know, you're looking for anything and everybody to try to play. But then also, you know, your good guys are still there and not performing at their level either. So yeah. It's kind of like, you know, Pat McKinley, every time you turn around, the guy's getting injured.
Yeah.
Of course, we lost all 4 safeties. You know, just. Yeah. It seems like
I think if you could trade for Lawrence Taylor and Khalil Mack and Troy Polamalu and Troy Polamalu, I think.
Are you trying to say we ain't got no chance of
winning? Right. I think you could fix it if you could trade for those 3 guys. But lacking that, you're screwed.
Kind of like my Braves right now, right, Walt?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go well either. But hey, at least between Acuna and Vizcaino on polar ends of that game, you found a way to win a game.
Yep, and you know, we wasn't even supposed to be in the playoffs.
That's right.
So I count that as a plus. And, you know, even you said, you know, if they could just have some things come together, you could see them getting there. And, of course, everything you called, which you said that if the pitchers that they got from Baltimore would you know, stay stable, we had a chance, real good chance, to finish up the year. And you was right. Both pitchers from the Orioles that we got that I thought were just ridiculous picks or steal or trades actually worked out for us because they was in a different league, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems that was the case, and the Vizcaino rebirth was really the key to winning that game, and we'll see moving forward. It's like we said, JJ, you're playing with house money now. You're 2 years ahead of schedule, so even if this thing ends in the next game, it's been a really good season, and things have come to life for the Braves franchise in Atlanta again, and I think ahead of schedule, so a lot to look forward to in that regard.
All right, take care, Walt.
Thank you, JJ. Appreciate it. Your Falcons, on the other hand, not good. Not good, man. Not good. Let me tell you about my bookie. Sure, watching football is fun, but it's more entertaining when you have some action on the games. Guys, you've heard me talking about this for weeks. Some of you are still on the sidelines. Look, whether you're an expert or a rookie, you should be betting at my bookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, like playing the numbers on roulette, you can create a big parlay. Pick three teams to win. If you hit all three, you could turn 100 into 600. There's so much to bet on. Playoff baseball, football, primetime fights, and more. But my bookie is the one bet I know you'll be happy with all year. Look, I recommend these guys because I really trust them. My bookie's been in business for years. They have great online reviews. Go check them out. Their mobile site is incredibly easy to use. If you're on the sidelines, now's the time to get in the game. My bookie will still match your first deposit dollar for dollar, but you got to join because they'll be pulling that offer soon. Log on to my bookie right now and double your money. Use promo code radio and you'll get your first deposit matched 100%. That's promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid. Do it today. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. You can actually get in right now. I have open line 654-7627. You want to join the conversation. Lots of college football, lots of NFL talk still to come.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Fall is finally here, and that means college football, hunting, and traveling to the mountains is in full swing. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Take a look at the Yokohama Geolander Series or the Ascend Series and save money. October 1st through 31st, you can receive up to a $100 mail-in rebate after proof of purchase. Wow, what a deal. So don't delay. Give Steve's Tire and Easley a call at 859-1361. Online at stscnow.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Focus SE four-door, just $15,999. And remember, George Coleman Ford never charges any document fees. See the 2018 Focus SE today. Cars do cost less than Travelers Rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $4,000 in rebates, plus sales tax and tags. Why Crute LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, and happy customers. Why Crute LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost of installation up front. Why Crute LED? Innovation and experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crute LED today at 864-401-8156 and put us to work for you.
Ready SC is assisting Esurance, an Allstate company, with recruitment for its Greenville office. Esurance is seeking entry-level associates with starting pay of $15 an hour plus commission. Esurance is an equal opportunity employer providing paid training and licensing programs. Interested candidates are invited to their open house Wednesday, October 10th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at 1200 Brookfield Boulevard. For more information, go to esurance.com/careers. Esurance, making insurance surprisingly painless.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of spooks me out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
I can take the pitchfork from the devil. Super like I'm
Walked up to the road rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. Lee just called my attention to this. CBS Sports reporting that Alabama starting DB Trevon Diggs out indefinitely with a foot injury. So already an Alabama secondary that I think has issues now is a new issue. You see, this is football, people, and there's not any guarantees. There's not any guarantee that you look the same way at the end of the year. There is such a thing as peaking too soon. Alabama is still far more suspect than people believe. And this despite Tua's obvious greatness. And by the way, how great has Tua been? Let me give you an example. And where is this? Where is this? This was sent to me earlier today. Here it is. Bama Steve sent me this. And this is from AL.com. Listen to this. Listen to this as far as Tua's stats. Jimmy, I'll get to you in a minute. Tua Tagovailoa's stats aren't even video game-like anymore. You can't even accomplish these numbers in a video game unless you're really, really good, have the game on its easiest level, and put in some cheat codes. The numbers are that ridiculous for Alabama's sophomore quarterback. Remember, Ramona, when I said, that Tua Tagovailoa will be the greatest quarterback in Alabama football history? You remember. I mentioned this earlier.
Yes, yes.
And our friend Jeffy there didn't like that. Remember?
No.
Here are the numbers. At the halfway point of the regular season, this is important to realize. We're not talking about through two games now. At the halfway point of the regular season, Tua has completed 75.2% of his passes with 20 total touchdowns and zero turnovers. He has almost as many touchdowns, 20, as incomplete passes, 25. That's insanity. That's impossibly good. Only one FBS quarterback has more than 6 touchdown passes and no interceptions. Tua Tagovailoa. He has 20. And none.
Baker Mayfield holds the single season passer efficiency rating with a record of 198.7. Tagovailoa's current passer efficiency rating, 258.7.
Already?
He is 60 points better than Baker Mayfield's all-time record. Now, if you know anything about record setting, that's not how records are broken. You know, when you set a record in something, you generally set it by a small fraction over what the existing record had been. Mayfield, the all-time passer efficiency rating number of 198.7, Tua Tagovailoa current passer efficiency rating, 258.7. That is absolute insanity, as is this. He's averaging 19.7 yards per completion. He's only been on the field for about eight quarters in Alabama's three SEC games. In those eight quarters, he is 43 of 58 for 912 yards with 10 passing touchdowns, one rushing score, no turnovers, and a passer efficiency rating of 263.1. I mean, we're talking about something that's never been done. Not even close. Not even close. Imagine what he'd be doing statistically if he actually stayed in these games, but he doesn't. Jimmy in Clemson. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Yeah, he is just burning it up. But I think I see one weakness to him. He's not really a runner. He's got kind of like a bandage on his knee or something like that. He doesn't really have to run. He just got to kind of just throw it everywhere. But
he is but Jimmy, just to tell you, he is a runner. I mean, he has incredibly quick feet. He has eyes in the back of his head. You go back and watch the Georgia game. I mean, I don't know how many times they had him nailed and they couldn't corral him. I mean, that's the other thing. He's so incredibly mobile that, you know, and the reason you're not seeing a lot of it is because they don't need to. I mean, but trust me, it's in his bag of tools. I mean, it's, I see no discernible weakness in his game at all at any level. And that's a problem. And that was my belief before the year. And, you know, my thought was, you're not going to beat Alabama, by getting into their game with them. You're going to have to, you're not going to beat Alabama by stopping him. Let me put it this way. You're not going to beat Alabama by stopping him. You're going to have to beat Alabama by outscoring him. And I think that's still true. I think if Alabama's going to lose this year, they're not losing 24-20. If they're going to lose, it's going to be a high-scoring game in which someone exploits their defense. And a team like Clemson may be able to squeeze just enough offense out to outscore Alabama, because Clemson's defense is just good enough to get one or two stops that nobody else can get.
Yeah. But my real question I got for you, I got sidetracked with two. It looks like ESPN is starting to do what, like, the mainstream media, and I hate to go into politics, you know, how they always kind of like badmouth Trump all the time to hope his, you know, ratings go down. It's almost like they're trying to now badmouth Clemson and almost trying to talk those judges and whatnot to keeping us out of the playoff, already talking Notre Dame up.
You know, listen, here's my problem with Notre Dame. You know, it's Did people forget, like, the last few years? Has Notre Dame been in the playoffs? I realize it's a season-by-season thing, but your recent resume still ought to count for something. I get it. My point is, in evaluating who you are, I mean, I'm supposed to believe Notre Dame is great because once Ian Book came into the lineup, they beat Wake Forest, you know, 53-27 or whatever it was. I mean, well, I just saw Clemson beat that team, you know, 1-0 and take their foot off the gas in the, you know, in the second quarter. Am I supposed to believe Notre Dame is great because they beat Stanford? No, I didn't think so because I didn't think Stanford was any good. And I guaranteed that Utah was going to beat Stanford this week. They not only went to Stanford and beat them, they beat their brains in. I mean, Utah dominated Stanford at Stanford from start to finish. So Notre Dame's claim to fame is that they beat Virginia Tech. Well, okay. I mean, I'm sorry. Old Dominion beat Virginia Tech. So I can't really count that. And you beat Wake Forest. Well, Clemson beat Wake Forest a lot worse than you did. And you beat Stanford, which was their big win. Well, I mean, Utah just eviscerated Stanford at Stanford. And now if somebody wants to tell me, yeah, but Walt, well, but who did Clemson beat? Well, I mean, they beat A&M at A&M, which I think counts for something. But more so, I can evaluate who Clemson is by watching them over the last few years. Notre Dame is the newbie, you know, and so as the newbie, you would think they would have to earn their place and their respect. That doesn't happen. It's like Notre Dame starts winning a couple games. It doesn't matter if it's against the Little Sisters, the Poor or not. They win a few games and people excuse everything they did. Like the Four Letter Network in their power ratings said they were moving Notre Dame up because of their impressive win over Virginia Tech. Well, I said, well, that's the same, you know, I wrote them. And I said, well, that's the same Virginia Tech that winless Old Dominion beat, right? And I said, and as far as Notre Dame's win over Stanford, I said, well, I mean, if you're actually paying attention to college football, then you probably realize that Utah eviscerated Stanford this weekend at Stanford. I said, and then I wrote, carry on, you know, because, I mean, this is what they're going to do. I think Notre Dame's schedule is very manageable. I think they're an improved team with Ian Book at quarterback, but I don't think you evaluate somebody in terms of they're suddenly a national championship contender because they beat friggin' Virginia Tech and they beat Stanford. I mean, by the end of the year, beating Stanford is going to be something everybody does.
Who's left on their schedule?
They have Southern Cal as the final game of the year, and that may be their biggest challenge because by that time, JT Daniels may be effectively a sophomore. And so the USC has the athletes to challenge Notre Dame, and that game's at USC. They have Navy. Do they have Florida State running? Look up Notre Dame's schedule. I think they have Florida State, if memory serves. And there's another game against an ACC team. I think they play Pitt, perhaps. So that's not going to be much of a challenge. We'll get Notre Dame's schedule, and we'll give it to you.
Yeah, they seem to kind of pick and choose who they
want to
play.
Well, look, I will say this. Notre Dame generally has a very tough schedule. And on paper, and I mentioned this before the year, on paper, their schedule looked daunting. But my belief was their schedule was filled with a bunch of phony teams, paper tigers, cliche alert, in that, you know, I didn't think Michigan was really great. I still don't. I didn't believe in Stanford. I didn't think that Southern Cal was going to be any good. I picked them below 8.5 wins. You have their schedule run, their remaining schedule?
Yeah, they have Pitt, Navy, Northwestern, FSU, Syracuse, and USC.
Well, I mean, I think the best opportunity for a loss there is the final game of the year at USC. Where's the Northwestern game?
The Northwestern is at Northwestern.
I mean, that could be dangerous, too. It depends on what Northwestern team you get. Northwestern, from week to week, I have no idea who they are. So,
after Clemson had won the ACC, you know, won the national championship, I mean, I'm sure Swofford should. If I was Swofford, I would have told Notre Dame in or out, and that would have been it.
Yep, exactly right. Hey, Ramona, right. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. Run that back for me one more time. Did they have Florida State?
Yes, they have them at home.
Okay, give me the game by game. Slow down a little.
Okay, their next game is Pitt at home. They have Navy at a neutral site.
Okay.
Then they go to Northwestern.
All right, at Northwestern could still be a challenge.
Then they have Florida State at home.
And that could still be a challenge as well. I mean, Florida State still has enough ability to challenge the likes of Miami. You know, they're playing a little bit better under Willie Taggart. I thought this game this weekend would be close. We said that on Friday we give that as a spread pick because those players all know each other. There's no way that game was going to be a 14-point game. It just wasn't happening. And as it turns out, Florida State basically gave the game away. You know, it was theirs for the taking. I mean, were they up 28-7, whatever it was? Go ahead.
The next team is Syracuse. This is neutral site. And then they have USC at the end.
Syracuse, neutral site. Where's that game being played?
It doesn't say to me. It just has a little asterisk saying neutral site.
Is that game in Yankee Stadium? I don't know. We'll try and check where that game is played because I don't recollect. But the game against Syracuse could be a challenge. Syracuse, you know, again, Syracuse came right back down to earth, and I'm not surprised at that. You know, we talked about that late in the week. You know, it's sort of the nature of losing the type of game they lost, and for whatever reason, Pitt seems to play fairly well. Because so many of these teams are just Jekyll and Hyde. They just have two personalities, and it just depends on when you get them. It is in the Bronx. That's what I thought it maybe was. I appreciate that, Texter. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. You know, the seasonal changes mean plumbing issues. I don't know all the reasons why. You know, I'm a sports talk show host. Expansion, contraction, they may have something to do with it. If you go to rotorooter.com, they have all sorts of helpful hints on how to avoid needing their services about the seasonal changes. If you heed those changes, then you'll benefit. You'll be better off. If you don't, you'll wind up with emergencies. Here's the good news for you. When you have a plumbing issue, it becomes Roto-Rooter's plumbing issue. And 24/7, 365, they're going to be there to answer your call. So if you have an emergency at 1 o'clock in the morning in a winter night and you don't know what to do, you call Roto-Rooter. You call Roto-Rooter at 288-7686, 288-7686. And then this astonishing thing happens, Ramona, at 1 in the morning. A real live human being answers your phone. How about that? Where else do you get that anymore? A real live human being answers your phone, accepts your concern as theirs, and in mere moments arranges to get help to you on the way. That's who Roto-Rooter is. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain, 24/7, 365. Call them, 288-7686, 288-7686. Tell them I sent you, because that's how it works. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back. M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Ooh-wee, you talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to say we are just as ready as you are for football season. Get game day ready with our full menu at the restaurant or take some Tom's Barbecue to go to contribute to your tailgate experience. Nothing says game day like great food. Call ahead by Thursday and we will have you all set for the weekend. All you have to do is call 864-288-2652. We look forward to getting your tailgate queued up. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garnington in Greenville.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He talks about sports on the radio.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Hey, Ramona, you know,
yes.
I picked the Houston Astros before the playoffs began, before we even knew the matchups. I picked the Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers to play in the World Series with the Astros win the series. The Astros and Brewers have, now the playoffs are well underway. You know how many games those two teams have combined to lose thus far?
I don't know.
Zero.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they're both unbeaten. The Astros swept their series. The Brewers swept their series. So they await the winners of the other two series to see, you know, who they're going to beat in the next round. Because
it's just a gimme.
I'm feeling pretty good about the Astros and Brewer selections. I think that I think the Astros are the best team in baseball. I think the Red Sox and Yankees are going to beat each other up, and the Astros will be waiting to victimize the winner. And then on the other side, I just think the Brewers are just too hot. I thought they were so hot the last month, playing such great baseball. as we talked about with Kwok, we're out at Granger Nissan before any of this was known, and that's when we made those picks. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if it holds up, but so far so good. Neither side has lost a game. A couple little things. One, Ramona, do you know what day this is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day. Yeah. Columbus Day. I don't know what year this is from.
I do.
You do? What
year? It was originally from 2013 is when it got posted.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let you hear something in a moment. And somebody sent me this today to remind me of this. And I need to go back and figure out who it was to credit them. But this is Les Miles, at that time head coach at LSU, explaining, you know, Columbus Day and its relative importance.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day, that all those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So it's not St. Paddy's Day. That's a different day entirely.
Okay. No. All right. First of all, it was Alex, a loyal listener to the show, sent me that. All right, Ramon, I'm going to give you the first shot. You know, first of all, why don't we play it again? Because I think it really takes at least a few.
It's kind of confusing at first because
you really need
to listen
to this at least a few times to begin to have. And when you, after you've listened to this in its entirety a few times, you begin to really understand why Les Miles made so many strange decisions at the ends of football games. Why he allowed holders to blindly flip it over their head on fake field goal attempts to kickers and that type of stuff. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day, that all those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So it's not St. Paddy's Day. That's a different day entirely.
Okay, I understand it was Columbus Day and he was trying to explain Columbus Day, but why did he, I feel like...
If you know Italians or like Italians, or if you like Italians, or people who might be prone to, you know, board a ship.
Why did he feel like he had to... tell them it wasn't St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's
a totally different. Yeah. I mean, it's like, were they all dressed in green?
Yeah. By the way, Halloween a totally different day as well.
Yeah, they're all totally different days.
Christmas.
And apparently, Columbus Day is a totally different
Christmas,
day.
Christmas totally
also.
Different day.
Yeah, I didn't get that last part.
Martin Luther King Jr. Totally different day.
Totally different day.
You know, I mean, again, I have no idea. You just wonder about the workings of like Les Miles'
so, like,
mind.
Discovering America didn't even.
Well, there's some.
It's just somebody meandering around, some Italian meandering around the world, discovering new lands.
There's just some wild disconnect, okay. some short circuit in his brain. I mean, Jim Harbaugh must have the same thing. You know, maybe it's a Michigan thing.
Oh, is Les Miles from Michigan?
Yeah, maybe it's a Michigan thing. Les Miles, a Michigan man. Maybe it's something to do with that because there's clearly something. You know, maybe it's that water.
It's the water.
Maybe
it could be
water. There's something wrong with again why you arbitrarily randomly decide to throw in St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
and say it's a totally different day.
Yeah.
Like we need that
yeah,
explained to us.
Like, were they all dressed in green, and he had to explain to them that it wasn't saying, I don't know.
But it's
added that.
And by the way, it's not Columbus Day is not for everybody. And of course, now there are people who, you know, Columbus is the most vile character on earth, according to some. You know, which is just laughable.
People in our history are scumbags.
Well, you can't help it.
It's still the history.
Well, again,
you can't do anything about it now.
Well, it's not really true either. Much of what's said isn't true. But we're not going to get into all that here.
Yeah,
but suffice it to say that when you start off your comments with, again, to my knowledge, Columbus is credited in some circles, you know, with discovering America. And at the very least, he was a world-class navigator and explorer, and is alleged to have done so without even maps. But when you start off your conversation with, for those of you who know Italians.
Yeah, the only thing that or like apparently, Italians, the only thing you got out of it is that Columbus was
is Italian.
Italian.
Right. If you're not Italian, you're not entitled to you won't understand any of this.
Right. So, you know, if you know an Italian,
this only applies
wants
to you.
To get on a boat.
Right. This only applies to you if you're not Italian.
Right.
You know, and you Irish people, none of this applies to you either.
Right.
This is not your day.
This is not St. Patrick's Day. Right.
You Irish people just forget it. Yeah. It's not your day.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe that's what he meant by
maybe he knows Jay Feely. Maybe he knows Jay Feely
Furcano's long is 46. He didn't go back this far in warm-ups. This would be a big kick for him.
6 of 7 on the year is Paulie Furcano. Furcano is 6 of 8 now.
Off the crossbar. He just barely had enough, but he knocked it through, Ben. Gets him even. That's a big kick for Paulie Furcano. Eastern Michigan answers. 3 to 3.
3 to 3.
Texter said he thinks both holidays celebrate Italians. Maybe that's it. Let me hear that one more time. Can that be it? I mean, because it's such a mysterious statement. Yeah, maybe he thinks, according to Texter, Texter thinks both holidays celebrate Italians.
All right.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day, that all those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So it's not St. Patty's Day. That's a different day entirely.
I still don't get why he added to
the whole thing is as inexplicable as it gets. By the way, here's something else. I don't know if people saw the Mississippi State group run onto the field, the cheerleaders, the mascot and everything, the live mascot and the dressed up mascot. Mississippi State, the Bulldogs. When Mississippi State took the field and all the assorted cheerleaders and the mascot ran out on the field. They have a mascot dressed as a bulldog, and then they have an actual bulldog.
Right.
It doesn't get better than this. By the way, Texter wrote, Braves just went up 2-1. Texter says, wasn't Columbus from Spain? The ships were. Yeah. You know, the ships were. You know, here's this was just a beautiful thing. The phony mascot, you know, the human dressed as the bulldog, was sprinting with the cheerleaders. When the real bulldog decided he had had enough of the phony bulldog,
he attacked him.
He went after the phony bulldog. He had phony bulldog boots, which apparently the real bulldog took some sort of exception.
Oh, I love it.
Or offense to.
Good job, dog.
And he tripped. The real bulldog tripped the phony bulldog. I think this bulldog was just like playful, but and initially it looked to me like he was going for the cheerleaders' pom poms.
Oh, and then
the actual.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was double entendre.
No.
And then he went right from there to going after the phony mascot. When he targeted the phony mascot, you knew. He knew. He's like, hey, man, there's only room for one of us bulldogs.
That's
here.
Right.
And it's not you.
It's not you.
So
That's right.
He grabbed him by his phony bulldog boot, which was a hairy boot. It was like a hairy boot, and tripped him.
That's awesome.
So there's that. Yeah, the ships were Portuguese, funded by Queen Isabel of Spain.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but none of it.
None of that has anything to do with this clip.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's an absolute thing of beauty that will live forever. You know, going back to to South Carolina for a minute. You know, I think it's a really good win for the program. You know, there was a lot of negativity last week. It didn't seem like people were very happy. You lose your starting quarterback. Things seem to be going against you. They were certainly going against you in that first half. It seemed like Missouri had total control of that football game, and yet and made enough mistakes, just enough Missouri-type mistakes, like going for an onside kick with no reason after you score when the other team has a backup quarterback and probably lacks confidence early. You just want to kick the ball off and play defense. And Missouri was running the ball so effectively, and South Carolina couldn't get the run going at all. You felt like everything was sort of snowballing against South Carolina, and yet when that third quarter started and the rain started and South Carolina hung in and made plays and made winning plays, so you give the Gamecocks credit. They come away with a much-needed win. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. There's Serta, Beauty Rest. There's even there's every configuration. Memory foam. Anything you want. You know, sleep is so vital. It's so important to everything we do, our productivity, our civility. The Clemson football program has run sleep studies, determined if you lose 40 minutes of sleep, your productivity across the board suffers. What do you think is happening to you if you're losing 2-3 hours? There's no reason for it anymore. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep at the old Walmart building in Seneca. Choose from amongst 13,000 mattresses. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. It can't get better. Get there today. Start enjoying a better night's sleep. You'll thank me later. Do it. Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios.